And then he goes on to win the Travelers Championship.
Boom.
There you go. You could say it's because he's the number one golfer in the world, or you could say it's because he had Sally the Beats on Monday night.
Absolutely.
Right before the tournament. All right, here we are. We're back. Episode 11. It's Kevin Begley, Frank Zabski. We are here at for Charter New Haven Pizza Show at Tipsy Tomato in Derby,
yes,
Connecticut.
Route 34, baby, behind a McDonald's.
Right. This place, this is my first time coming in here. It's awesome in here.
That's awesome.
You've been here a bunch, right?
I've been here a bunch, and for those people that have been following me for a while, they know that I absolutely love this place. And more importantly, I love the stuffed shrimp pie.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll try to get one of those before this is all said and done. The first thing I want to start with on this episode, Frank, is so I had a recent experience in Milford where I went to Milford Photo. So my passport was expiring. So I had to go get a photo taken for the passport.
Sure.
And I was like, I know who will do it, Milford Photo. So I go in there. Do you guys take photos for a passport? Yeah, sure. Come right this way. I go back. The very nice woman comes up to do the passport photo, and she goes, oh, my God, you're from Chard. And it caught me off guard. I was like, wait, what? Oh, yeah, yes, Chard, yeah. Because, you know, people don't know, I work at Star 99.9, the radio station, and, you know, I've been working there for, you know, 10, 11 years, so a lot of people recognize me from that. And I was at first, because usually it's like, oh, Star 99.9, and she goes, oh my God, you're from Chart. I was like, right, yes, you're the first person to recognize that. So, and I'm such an idiot, I got her name and I forgot it, but she said she watches all the episodes, she loved the Ernie's episode, she makes pizza at home herself, she loves your laugh, she loves you. So big shout out, Milford Photo, and I forget your name, I apologize. I'm going to come back in and get the name and say it on a future episode, but thanks for watching, thanks for listening.
So I have a Milford Photo story too, because the guys that I use, the consolators for my video and audio stuff, Milford Photo gave them my name.
Oh.
So I've been using those guys. They're great. My Milford Photo's been around for a long time. But yeah, it's pretty cool, you know, doing things in the public. You know, I'm certainly no rock star by any stretch, but I get recognized and people come up and talk to me all the time.
Yeah.
You know, my wife's like, you know, we never go one place ever that no one doesn't come up and talk to me about pizza.
Well, from the New Haven Pizza School, like so many people have done that class now that I feel like, and you have a very distinctive look, you know?
Yeah.
So I think when people see you, they're, oh, from the class, yeah. It always feels good when people recognize you. I was just so caught off guard because I'm used to the radio stuff. And not to say, I mean, that sounds kind of pretentious. Like, I'm used to the radio station being
recognized.
But
that's your thing.
Yeah, but when she said Chard, and I was at first I was confused, and then I was like, yes, awesome, yes. Yeah. Chard, we're trying to build this thing. But yeah.
Because someone said to me about a couple months ago, and I just forgot this, but I think ICC plays our podcast.
They do. Yep. Yeah. So if you're listening on ICC right now, thank you for listening on the radio.
Yeah, thank you very much. But someone came up to me and said, oh, you're doing radio now. I'm like, just like you, I'm like, yeah, I'm doing radio.
Yes, I am. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, we're trying to get it out there as much as we can. I mean, you know, everyone loves pizza, so the more ears we can get on this pizza show, the better.
Yeah, and we've got a new idea we're coming up with, which hopefully is going to work. We don't know what we're going to call it yet, but we're going to do this thing called Char Chat, kind of sort of what we talked about.
Yeah.
And we're going to go out in the public and we're going to ask people different questions about pizza. And it's going to be completely random, completely ad lib. You know, like we're going to ask them, you like charred, not charred. So it's not a thing we're throwing
around. It's going to be like a man on the street thing. You see people doing this like on the late night shows. You know, Jimmy Fallon, like they all do stuff like this where they go out on the sidewalk and they ask people stuff. So, yeah, if you see us out, you could be featured on one of these episodes on our social media if we ask you a bunch of questions. So, yeah, we're going to be doing a lot of that. And we're talking about Milford because of Milford Photo. But I wanted to talk about there's a space right near where the subway used to be. It's Michelezzi's now, I think.
Yes.
In that little area where Milford Photo is, actually, that intersection right before you get to the water near Archie Moore's. And there's a little storefront that closed. I forget what used to be there. But everyone was wondering, what are they going to open? What are they going to put in downtown Milford? And a couple weeks ago, a sign went up, Pizza Life. L-Y-F-E.
Yeah.
And which is in Westport. So there's a Pizza Life already in Westport. But this sign went up, and it was smart for them to put up the sign because I feel like what happens a lot when a place closes and a new place is going to open, the speculation on Facebook groups and online and Instagram, you know, what's going to go there? And the residents are like, what's going to be there? Because they don't want it to be something bad, or they want it to be something good. So it was smart of Pizza Life to put up a sign, because now at least the answer is there. Like, here's what it's going to be. And I took a picture of the sign, and it says pizza with a sourdough twist, I believe was there.
New York style, too, I
think. New York style, yeah. New York style pizza with a sourdough twist.
Yeah.
So the sourdough thing, because didn't Parler, don't they use sourdough when we did that,
they
that
do.
Episode?
Yeah, Parler's definitely sourdough, and it's really good. You know, it'll be interesting because, like, kind of, and I just, this kind of came to me, you know, in that little area, you've got Strega, which is right across the street,
yep.
which is Neapolitan. Great.
Yep.
Which is very different
Italian
than
Italian restaurant. Yeah, it's more of like a sit-down restaurant, but yeah, they have the Neapolitan.
You got Jimmy's. Papa's down the street, so yep. I mean, they're definitely going to have
Colony right there.
Yeah, they're going to have their, you know, work cut out for them.
And I don't think this, but is do you think certain some people might think there's too many pizza places? Like, is that a thing? I mean, definitely the pizza places because they have more competition.
Yeah.
I mean, they could make every storefront in Milford pizza, and I'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
But you know, I wonder if there is a you know a threshold. Like, there's so if there's too many pizza places, obviously, you know. It could get oversaturated with so much pizza. But, I mean, I want all the pizza, so I think I'm biased when it comes to that.
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, I mean, I think I say this all the time. You know, you don't survive in Connecticut in New Haven County if you don't have good pizza.
True.
So I think, you know, I never would want to crush anyone's dreams. But I think it's going to be especially New York style. And I do love New York style. I don't like as good as New Haven style, but you know, I think there's definitely an opportunity, and we'll just see what time has. But yeah, you know, there's definitely an argument that could be made of somewhat of an oversaturation. Absolutely.
Now, the interesting thing on their website too, it says slices, so almost like slice shop style.
Yep.
Which I feel like there's not a lot of that in downtown Milford, and with all those bars, Stonebridge, the late night places, if they do like a late night pizza window, they'll crush.
I didn't want to bring that up, but I agree 100%.
They would absolutely. I know it's not the most like pizza purist type thing, but for that area, if people are familiar with that area of Milford, like if they just had a little window, pizza slices, $2 a slice,
yeah,
it would go crazy.
I mean, back in the day down in New Haven, I used to go down there a lot in late 80s and 90s. There's a place called Demery's, and when people got out of Toad's, which is right down the street, you know, that's what would get most people home.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. In South Norwalk, my wife and I used to live in South Norwalk, and there was I believe it was called Sono Pizza.
Water Street area?
It was right in downtown Sono, yeah. Okay. And same, they were open until like 3 in the morning, and same idea, like all those bars would empty out, and they would just sell tons of slices. Like
yeah.
That's a smart sort of business thing if you're around an area like that has bars.
And what a lot of people don't realize is a lot of the New Haven, not New Haven, I'm so the New York style pizza,
yeah.
A lot of the pizzerias in Manhattan really were slice shops or are slice shops. So they just sell slices.
True.
Not that you can't buy a whole pie in New York City, but predominantly they're slice shops.
Yeah.
And Zupardi's, I think the one that opened up in Ansonia is quote unquote a slice shop.
Yep.
So it has its place. I hope they do well. I'm definitely going to check it out.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
So you've got that opening up in Milford, and you've also got Frank Pepe's that opened up the newest one in Stamford, right?
Right. Yep.
High Ridge Road. So that corner, by the way, someone was, I forget where the article was, but they were talking about that corner. So it's Frank Pepe's, Starbucks, Shake Shack, all in like the same little corner. It's like, is this the greatest food corner in Connecticut?
You don't have to go much farther than that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I love Shake Shack.
Right. You get lunch, you get dinner, you get a coffee in between.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. And Pepe's and Sally's, it's like they're on a arms race. Like they're sort of opening all these new locations with their expansion.
I mean, Pepe's definitely, they've been at it a lot longer, meaning the expansion. So they definitely have a leg up on Sally's from an expansion standpoint. And, you know, everyone's got different opinions.
Yeah.
We were talking about this earlier where, you know, Pepe's has kind of stayed true to pizza only.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do have a salad, not a pizza salad, but a salad.
Yeah.
And they have some desserts. But Sally's has really kind of taken it to another level. Because they have a bunch of appetizers and things.
Yeah, they added a bunch of menu items. Now, is that at all the locations, do you know? I'm
pretty sure it is.
Yeah. So it's things like sandwiches, wings, Italian wines, which
wine.
I'm not, yeah, wine, beer and wine.
Yep.
Obviously salads, appetizers like fried calamari, fried mozzarella. So it's becoming more restaurant style.
Yeah, and so like with everything else, people are either really excited about it or really upset about it.
Yeah.
More the purists who started going down to Sally's on Worcester Street, you know, that like sacrilegious.
Yeah.
But I do understand it from a business standpoint. You know, they want to add different varieties in their menu.
Yeah.
And I think, again, we were talking about this, like 80% of their sales is pizza and 20% isn't. And I think you said that they want to actually reduce that.
Yeah, they're trying to get to 75% pizza, which is wild to me. Like for a pizza place to be like, we got to sell a little less pizza. We got to sell more of these other things.
Yeah.
But I do understand it, you know, especially when they're expanding to other states and other parts of the country, because you know, the pizza passion about, the purest passion about Sally's and Pepe's is right here in Worcester, on Worcester Street, really.
100%.
Like in this little area.
Yeah.
But if you go somewhere else, they're going to be looking for an appetizer, for a salad, for, you know, maybe they don't want the pizza, you know, whatever. Like, so it does make sense for expansion.
Agree 100%. And the big thing is that all the new people that have never been to Sally's, they don't know that Sally's only sold pizza.
Exactly.
So kind of, I think the farther they get away from New Haven, I think the more successful they're going to be, or I should say, the less flack they're going to have for the appetizers and all the other things.
Do you think the other pizza places in, so it's one thing if they expand outside of Connecticut, but when Pepe's opens in Stamford or Sally's, you know, is about to open in Norwalk, do the other pizza places that have been in those cities and towns for, you know, decades, I wonder if they get like, oh, come on, you have New Haven, why are you coming down to our territory down here?
It's a good question. You know, I think a lot of people who've been going to the same places for years and years and years, they're very loyal.
Yeah, there's definitely pizza loyalty, yeah.
But by all means, I'm sure it cuts into all their business.
Right.
You know, it has to.
Just because of the name, too. You know, we got to try the Frank Pepe's, it's here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you always say, too, like, quality pizza will speak for itself. So, yeah, if you're a place that's been in Stamford for years, and you're not going to feel threatened if you stand behind your pizza, you know?
Right. Yeah, and I think Sally's has been in Stamford at least a year, maybe two.
Yep.
And I think they're downtown Stamford, and Pepe's kind of went, you know, uptown or downtown, so to speak. I think they're more towards the Mirror Parkway.
Yeah, yep.
So we'll see, but I think there's enough business for everyone because I know that pizza is a multi-zillion dollar a year business.
Right. And going back up to Worcester Street, so, you know, what's been happening now, you know, obviously those places have always been popular, but we talk about all the time in the past 3 to 4 to 5 years, they've really become huge. And anyone who comes around Connecticut wants to go there.
Sure.
It's basically like a tourist area, you know?
Yeah.
And even famous people. So Gordon Ramsay, who is here in Connecticut filming the season of Hell's Kitchen at Foxwoods at his restaurant there, he was seen there a couple weeks ago, went to both places.
Right.
And took photos of people, signed a pizza box. I think it was for Sally's. They put it up on their social and all that.
Yeah.
But I feel like when a famous person comes to your spot, it's even more pressure when it's a chef like that. Because it's like, you know, he's like a, you know,
right,
celebrity sort of world-renowned chef coming in to try your pizza. Now, obviously, Sally's and Pepe's is going to, you know, they're going to deliver. But when you see him walk in, it must be like, oh, wait a second.
You know? Yeah.
It's one thing to have Portnoy come in. It's another thing to have Gordon Ramsay walk in your door.
Yeah, because Gordon Ramsay, obviously, you know, he obviously knows his way around the kitchen.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, though, you know, again, also because New Haven style is very distinct. It's very regional. And I would be interested to find out what his real answer was, what he thought about it. I mean, so there's the marketing answer and then there's the real answer. Because, you know, getting past the char that we love is difficult for some of these people that are not from around here.
So it's interesting. I was wondering that, too, when I saw the photo. I'm like, they should have put up a video of him. Now, maybe it exists at this point. I don't know. But when it happened, it was just the photo of him out front and, you know, with the person from Sally's or Pepe's.
Yeah.
They should have put a little clip what he thought of it. You're right. Maybe he'll say it in the show because he is filming that season of Hell's Kitchen.
Is he doing pizza? I heard he's starting to do pizza, or he's going to do pizza in his restaurant. Have you heard anything about
maybe
that?
I did hear a little bit about that. So maybe, yeah, maybe he was doing some recon trying to come up with some recipes. Yeah, that could be it too. The other famous faces that were seen there were a couple of the PGA golfers, because they were in town for the Travelers Championship.
Yeah.
And so I'm a huge golf guy, if people don't know. So I've been following, you know, golf forever. And these, so Scottie Scheffler, who's the number one golfer in the world right now, he ended up winning the Travelers. But him and Tom Kim, who's another, he's a young golfer, he's in his early 20s, they love the New Haven pizza. And the past couple years that they've come to the Travelers, it's because when you play a golf tournament, these pros, they're here for the whole week. So the tournament's Thursday through Sunday. They get here on like Sunday night or Monday.
Yep.
They're doing practice rounds. They're doing media. They're doing all kinds of stuff. So they've made it a tradition since 2022 that they always go to like Sally's, Pepe's, that Worcester Street on the Monday night before the tournament. So sure enough, I saw on Scottie Scheffler's Instagram story the week of the Travelers, there he is, like at Sally's.
Yeah.
He's got a new baby. He's with the family. He's with Tom Kim, who's the other player that he's friends with. Sam Burns, who's another golfer. They were all there having a whole time in New Haven. And then he goes on to win the Travelers Championship.
Boom.
There you go. You could say it's because he's the number one golfer in the world, or you could say it's because he had Sally's and Beats on Monday night.
Absolutely.
Right before the tournament.
And I'm sure he's going to go there often every time he comes back.
And the golf tournament came down to a playoff between him and Tom Kim, who he was with at Sally's. I'm just saying. If you want to be a great athlete, New Haven and Beats. That's what you got to take down if you want to be good.
You can take that one to the bank.
Yeah,
because exactly. I'm sure he did pretty well winning that dog.
Yeah, totally. But yeah, it's interesting. I'm interested to see like what other famous people come by, because it does happen every once in a while. You see it pop up on social media. And
oh yeah.
So yeah, if you're ever on Worcester Street, definitely keep an eye out for those people coming through.
Absolutely.
And Frank, the other thing I was telling you before we started recording is recently I had a frozen pizza, which I know is
taboo.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, we talked to, you know, a few episodes ago about situational pizza.
Yes, sir.
When we were talking about Domino's.
100%.
But frozen pizza, I feel like, is also a situational pizza situation.
Yes.
You know, because you have it in your freezer. Maybe it's like a time crunch type thing. For me, it was that my wife and our other daughter were out doing something. I was with our two-year-old, and she was having mac and cheese. And I was like, you know what? I don't have any, like, dough made. I'm not going to get out the pizza oven. I got this Carmine's frozen pizza in my freezer, which I didn't even know what it was. My wife had bought it a few weeks ago, and it's Carmine's in Durham, Connecticut.
Yes, and we're going there.
Yeah, so I think we're going to do a future episode there, but I had never even heard of it. I know Zupardi's does frozen pizza.
Yep.
Both at the grocery store. But I cooked it up. I did it on the steel. So I heated up the steel like I'm doing a real pizza. I put it in there. It said like 5 to 10 minutes. I just did it until it looked okay. Did the broiler just like I would a regular pizza.
Yep.
And it tasted great. It tasted really good. And I'm always skeptical of the frozen pizzas because the boxed ones never taste good. But I feel like with these local places, they're making the pizza. And correct me if I'm wrong. Making the pizza with the dough and the sauce and the cheese and putting it on the little cardboard with the Saran wrap.
Yep.
Because when I opened it, I could see the dough spilling over the cardboard. So it looked like they hand did it.
Yeah. So Carmine's, if people don't know, is on in Durham, Connecticut. Heath Andranovich owns it. He's actually a West Haven guy originally, and worked at Mike's and I think a couple other places. But he opened up his place, you know, I think 15, 20 years ago. Great family, great pizza. So he started a frozen pizza business. Mm. And to your point, so frozen pizza can kind of be described in two ways. One, there's factory frozen pizza, and then there's handmade or pizzeria made frozen pizza.
Yeah.
So when you got Heath's pizza, you know, he or someone that works for him physically made it, not basically in a factory or a machine.
And they bring it to the local grocery store and
Same thing with Zupardi's. So there's a huge difference. You know, I always like to support the local people, and so Carmine's and Zupardi's are two of the, I think, the best frozen pizzas out there.
Yeah.
One trick to doing frozen pizza, and Kevin brought up a good point, if you have a steel plate, definitely put it on there, but put a little olive oil and pecorino romano on top of the frozen pizza, and it brings it up to a whole nother level.
Nice.
Because the olive oil gives a little bit more juice,
And
then the pecorino knocks it up a little bit taste.
Nice.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah, because if you make pizzas at home, you always have that in the fridge. So
absolutely.
That's a good tip. And yeah, because those box pizzas, like whether it's Celeste or Tombstone, whatever they are, they're just making those in factories, assembly line style,
100%.
Just cranking them out. So you don't have that freshness. Whereas these, it was super fresh. It sounded, I mean, it tasted like you would if you just made it at home.
Yeah, they're made in the same ovens that you would get a pizza if you went to their pizzeria with.
Yeah.
They're just par cooked. So they're cooked probably half to three quarters of the way. And then when you put them in your oven, you know, you finish them off.
Yeah.
But you can't, you know, you can't beat a local fresh frozen pizza.
Have you ever done that at home? Have you par cooked it like that? Like made a whole pizza and then just put it in the freezer?
So what I actually have done is I've made a bunch of frozen pizzas for my daughter to take to college.
Oh, that's neat.
So, you know, every time she'll be in a jam or she's got a late class, she'll take one of the frozen pizzas out of the refrigerator. And, you know, so I absolutely have done that.
That's
great. You can do that at home.
Because I ate so many Celeste pizzas in college. If I had just had this style, it would have been so much better.
Absolutely. Yeah, so that's a good tip, too.
That's
and
great.
You can make them even for your kids. Like, if you want to make a bunch of pizzas, just cook them halfway in your uni or in your home oven and just let them cool down. They have to be cool. Wrap them in Saran wrap, or I have these big Ziploc bags just because it's a lot easier, and just take one or two out at a time.
Yeah, so you don't cook them fully, right?
Par cook.
So you just a little bit, and then.
So generally speaking, it's 8 to 10 minutes to cook a pizza at home or in an uni. So I would cook it probably 6 or 7 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's called par cooking. So it doesn't get all the way cooked fully. It doesn't get fully cooked. It gets par cooked or partially cooked.
Yeah.
So I would say home. 5 to 7 minutes.
And you do it with all the toppings and everything?
Everything.
Oh, you just do it all? Yeah.
Yeah,
and then wrap it up.
All you're doing is just not finishing the pizza.
Right. Okay.
So,
I'm gonna have to try that.
You know, probably, you know, again, 5 to 7 minutes, all the toppings. Everything is exactly the same.
Yep.
Except you don't finish the bake.
Right.
That's it.
All right, perfect. I'm trying that next time when I make pizzas. I'll
save
them. So we should, before we wrap up, we should definitely talk about Pizza Fest.
Yep.
So Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest. It's presented by Brown Roofing. We've been talking about it for months now, and it's coming up in a couple months, August 11th, Sunday.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, we've got over 20 pizza trucks, 20 craft brew vendors, 2 live bands.
Yeah.
And we've got 3 pizza panels. One of them is going to be Icons in New Haven. We've got Sally's coming, Pepe's, Big Green Truck, Ernie's, Abate, and there was one more I can't remember. But we're basically going to have all these icons of New Haven Pizza in one room. And last year, it was standing room only. And they tell you their story, and then you could ask them some questions. This year, we have Icons in the Making, which are going to be people that are going to be icons in the future. Joe from Tipsy Tomato, which is where we are now, is going to be on that panel. Mm-hmm. And then I have one, How to Make New Haven Style Pizza.
Yeah, and if people were there last year, or if you weren't there, you know, that was one of the greatest things of the day, was that Icons panel. Just seeing those guys talk to each other
nuts.
And tell stories from back in the day. Like, it was awesome. So, yeah, Pizza Fest is going to be a blast. We definitely have more breweries, more pizza places. It's going to we've sort of reconfigured the map a little bit for the lines and all that. So we're going to basically take over that Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. And it's going to be great. And you can get tickets already. Yeah, ConnecticutPizzaAndBrewFest.com.
Yep.
You can get them there. And we'll see you on August 11th for the Pizza Fest. And we'll see you in a couple weeks for the next episode.
Absolutely.
Back here at Tipsy Tomato in Derby. So thanks so much. Make sure you like and subscribe everything. YouTube, social media, Instagram, TikTok. We're on Facebook. We're on X. We're on all of it. All the podcast platforms. And we'll talk to you next episode for episode 12. Remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.